This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Fine.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Miles is with us from Europe, Joey from Michigan. And I mentioned during hour number one that we talk about building a village. And it starts with one person. And let me tell you how it started with Miles and then and Joey. I had a problem with a vehicle well over a year ago. And I talked about it, and I could not find information on how to repair this vehicle. And I got a call from Miles. And he said, here's what you do. So Miles had access to information that I could not find on the Internet. It wasn't there. So Miles started this ball rolling with me. He listened to us on the air, and he called with some help. Joey showed up at the expos, and he decided he found this interesting piece of Americana. It's a hand-painted item, and he thought that we would like it. And he showed up with it, and he handed it to me. And it's in the kitchen right now, and it has been since he gave it to us. And it started that way with him. And I asked Joey, think of it like a piece of art. And I asked Joey if he would use this permanent marker and sign it. And he did, on the front, where I asked him to sign it. So I think of Joey and Miles very, very often. And so it can start with something as simple as that. And it doesn't have to be something that you buy. It can be a phone call. It can be just doing something nice, totally unexpected. And just like the cows in the first hour that we talked about, we could have watched the cows just walk down the road and say, wow, that's going to be a mess to try to get all those cows back. And we've got another neighbor who just decides that if he has extra vegetables growing in his garden, he just shows up with them. He doesn't call. He doesn't call and say, would it be okay? He just shows up. Extremely nice. It's the way it used to be. So these are just a few examples. Miles, would you take us through what we need to do today based on examples that you've actually implemented in Europe?
Okay, let me start with where I live right now. I didn't live here for my entire lifetime. I was working in executive level in industry and finance, and was forced at one point in time to make a decision whether I want to continue or whether I just want to make a full stop and change my lifestyle to what I really want to do. And I decided with my family, with my wife, on how we proceed in our future. And we decided for nature and against industry and against greed and corruption. So what we did when for us, it was a criteria to go to a place that has mountains, water, abundance of water, green, where we have four seasons, and where we still have somehow the opportunity to reach an airport within an hour. And so we looked for this place for 3 years. And we were traveling a lot in order to find our sanctuary. And my wife was in 2008 in Mumbai with the terror attacks. She was right in there. She was in the fire. And when she came back, her company gave her a special leave. And she asked me, so what do we do? And the answer was, honey, put the place on the map and you show us where to go. So we did that. And this was the time when we found our sanctuary. And we decided very quickly that we want to come here. And so the people we rented that apartment with, they started monitoring us for a week prior to giving us the information that they know somebody who has a vacant house. And so for us, everything just fell in place at that point in time. It was the right time, right space, and everything worked for us. And we moved within 3 months. We moved the entire family and everything to that new place in the Alps. So I'm in Europe in the Alps. And so now you have to get to know the your neighbors. Joey, I'm getting static from you. Can you mute your phone or stop moving? It's coming pretty harshly over my headphone here. So what we did is we introduced ourselves, the entire family, to the neighbors, and we started that in baking cookies and in baking cakes with fruits of the seasons out of the region. And that's how our neighbors got to know us first. And this is something that I encourage everybody to do. It is very cheap to bake a cake or to make some cookies. And even if you know somebody like for 20 years, but just in driving by and waving hello, to get into a first contact, do something. So show some generosity and do the first step. Vincent?
You're absolutely right, and that's what you did, that's what Joey did, that's what our neighbors do, that's what we try to do, and it absolutely works. And we have another instructor who lives, maybe an hour away, and he'll show up every once in a while, and he'll bring something to eat. He'll bring lunch. He will literally stop at a place that makes to-go meals, and he'll bring enough for himself and our entire family. And he won't even say, "Is your entire family there? I want to get some lunch." He'll just show up. And it's, it's an unexpected act of kindness.
Well, the second thing that what happened was is it's not only about the cookies and the saying hello. It is being helpful or to be a part of something they need to solve. And in our case here, we have a lot of mountain farmers. So I'm buying wholesale stuff for out of the automotive industry. So I just went around at one evening to a couple of farms. I sat in there and I just rang the doorbell and I said, "Hey, remember me, your neighbor here. I'm going to order oil. I'm going to order motor oil and hydraulic oil. Are you in need of something? Because I'm buying wholesale, and if you need something, I just buy it for you as well." So that was the next step.
Let me ask you this. Joey, we've got some background noise from you. If you could hit the mute button, that would be good. Until you're ready.
Oh, okay. I haven't done any. Yeah, I haven't touched the phone. I haven't anything.
Okay, there's noise coming from somewhere. Okay. So anyway, Miles, when you say you're buying hydraulic fluid or engine oil, are you saying that I'm going to buy it for, let's say, $1 per unit, and if you'd like it, you can have it at the same price that I pay for it, the same cost? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what we do.
Exactly.
You're not trying to run a small business on the side by buying it for a dollar and selling it for $1.15. You're passing it through at your cost.
Heck no, this is my neighbor. My neighbor needs help, or he has a problem, and I might help him, and that might be something where he might be thankful, and where we can further our relationship with each other. So I give you the example, like hydraulic here, a quart costs €5.30 if you buy it at the local farm outlet, and I'm buying that same exact oil for €2.41.
Awesome.
Big difference.
Awesome. So less
than half. So I had a huge response on that, and the farmers started coming then and asking, "Hey, can you order for us too?" And I did so.
And what about oil filters? And what about nuts and bolts and screws and washers and hoses? And hey, Miles, this is great. I can just see this getting bigger and bigger.
Yes. So what we started then was I not only asked for filters and things like that, I asked them, hey, is somebody with you in your home that knows something about the local vegetation, what kind of edible grasses and plants and fruits and roots there are? I would be very interested, or my wife would be very interested, or even my children would be very interested. And there it happens, the older folks came out of the woodworks. And they were so happy in sharing that knowledge because nobody was listening to them for years to them. And so now we have, like, every week a guided tour of some of the old folks here going through the woods, going through the mountains, picking up herbs, leaves, grasses, digging up roots that are edible, and how to prepare them or how to make tinctures out of that, out of your local vegetation. The next step was then I said, okay, guys, I will do a weekly order for everything you might need. Just call in, tell me, and we do so. And then they started coming in here. And one evening we were like five farmers here, and we started talking. And how would it be if we could maintain our tractors and our equipment at one point where I suggested that where we can do even things overnight, or when we have harvesting season, where when things go south, that we can help each other. And this is where it then started to pick up speed.
Joey, what are your thoughts?
I'm afraid our country's a little different than that. I know every time I want to do something like that and help somebody and give them and share the cheaper cost, in their brain, they're programmed to think, well, if you're doing it, there's something in it for you. And I'm sure, Vince, you've had the same experience.
You absolutely.
Know, and it's just the psyche of our people. And, you know, I think about everything Miles said, and I'm thinking about nobody in this country has ever experienced the type of setbacks they've had through World War One, Two, and everywhere in between. And to see a building destroyed and a pile of rock and rubble and living that way and, you know, starting all over. You know, you think of our country. When we have a nightmare, it's a flood, it's a tornado, somebody's always helping out. But worst of all, if somebody files bankruptcy, they lose their house. 2 months later, they're buying a new house. You didn't have that option in Europe, so there's a different pedigree, a different background. Think about that.
Yep. And in our country, there are plenty who look at the perils that others are experiencing and say, wow, this is great. I'll be able to buy their property for pennies on the dollar. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. this will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you're wondering why you should start building your village today, which is your homework assignment to do something nice for someone, if you choose to accept your homework assignment. You know, in St. Louis, the officials are squabbling as this underground fire in a dump site burns near a radioactive waste dump. Okay, it's getting closer every day. So, do you think that it might not happen to you? Well, how about that? How about being downwind from this underground fire that is burning near a radioactive waste dump site, and they can't put it out? It's been burning for 5 years. So, is it time to start building your village and working together? Absolutely. Absolutely. And this we know is there's a certainty about this fire. Absolute certainty. We know where it is, we know it's on fire, and we know how close it is to this radioactive waste dump. We did this. We put this here. Man did this. So, it's incumbent upon all of us who want to survive to work together with our friends and neighbors. Yes.
You know, let's talk about, like Miles said about the oil. This just came to mind. I've been going to buy shingles for my house. I'm trying to get, I can get the shingles for $60 a square. They're like $100 a square. They're like seconds, but they're brand new. The wrappers, the only problem with them are the wrappers off. They'll work fine for me. I put them on other properties I personally own. Not a problem. So I was looking to put together 100 square. If 100 square, we get free postage, which they're coming an hour and a half away. So we'll probably save another $150.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants the shingles. Nobody either, A, has the money, or somehow in your little brain, they think I'm making a profit on this. And I said, call the guy up. You ask him. He's got an ad on Craigslist. Go talk to him. You go talk to him. He's got, you know, four different places he sells from. He's got his main warehouse. And people, they're in their brain. They just figure if the bargain's too good, then somebody's getting rich off of it. That's just, it appalls me to think how ignorant. I mean, we're talking $40 a square. Usual house is, what, 25 square? That's a lot of money. That's $1,000. And they would rather just, I'm not going to do that. You know, what I said about people, it will take an economic failure in this country. I mean, like a 1932 or worse. Then they'll start to get together again. Because when you file bankruptcy, how many people do you know that are on the thread of falling off the edge in the economic dildom and then go and get a new car because they still qualified to get that car payment? But, you know, they're never going to make that sacrifice. When this collapses, then they'll want to make that sacrifice. The problem is nobody will have the money to do what needs to be done. And, I mean, I applaud Miles for all the efforts he's not shared with his community, but what he's done just for us, you know, on your show and what he's personally told me or personally told you. I mean, and it's such a learning curve, you know, and one of the first things I'm going to do this week is to go put a couple of ads out on want boards, Craigslist ads, wherever, looking for people knowledgeable in collecting herbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I never gave it a thought. I mean, I think about a lot of stuff. That was right in front of my nose, and I didn't see it. You know,
okay, let me give an example. You're absolutely right. Let me give an example. We've had meetups going on for about 5 years. And three or four times during the last 5 years, someone's come up to me and said, hey, how about we get this meetup group together where we can share and help and so forth, but we don't know who each other is because we live in a 100-mile radius. So I'd say, what do you propose? And it's always the same thing. Well, let's find out who's here, and let's get a list and phone numbers and, you know, email addresses, and how about that? Names. And I'd say the same thing every time. Yeah, sounds like a great idea. I'm all for it, but I don't think it's going to work. But let's try it. You try it. So I'd put that person on stage, and I'd say, here's the microphone, and here's an interesting concept. What do you guys think? Any takers? Let me say it a different way. Any takers? Let me say it a different way. Any takers? No one. Miles. Well, Joey, that's the way it is here. Unfortunately.
But we have an
that's
head
the way it is.
Police. What do they call it? The Stasis? You know, could you imagine everybody's afraid to put their name on a list for help today, let alone in the future?
Yeah. Yeah. There are people who won't even come to the meetup because they're afraid that the cops are going to ride through the parking lot and figure out who they are. Well, they don't have to do that. They just set up a stingray and just track the cell phones.
Let me get to learning by burning after the break.
Yeah, there you go. Miles and Joey will be with us right after the break.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you don't think you need to work together as a village, well, here's something to think about. Idaho, RadCon 4. Kansas, RadCon 3. California, RadCon 3. Arizona, RadCon 3. South Carolina, North Carolina, Michigan, RadCon 3. So, Miles, how do we do it? Miles, you there?
I'm here. I got the microphone muted. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you say learning by burning before?
Yes, learning by burning. I coined the term learning by burning. When we moved here, in the second year we were here, we had a flood. And it was just about, it was very ugly. The homes were flooded. Things were coming out of the homes. And we only have what, as rescue teams, what we have here in the village. And at some point in time, if you have more to rescue, then there are homes to deal with. You simply need to jump in. So that's what I did here. I jumped in my car. I went downhill to the next neighbor and said, look, they're drowning there. There's stuff coming out of their homes, and there are still people in there. Let's gear up and give a helping hand. And disaster is that what shapes friendships, what shapes relationships between people. And this is actually what USA Prepares is all about. I mean, you were talking about preparedness and how to react in certain situations, but let's take the individualism out of it and say, okay, what applies to me can apply to somebody else as well. And if disaster strikes and push comes to shove, this is the place and this is the point where I can have an impact in growing a village. And this is something that you have done as well. You went down where the tornado stroke, and you were going down with your tractor there. You did it. You lived it. So you lived up to making friends and creating, actually, an extended village somewhere.
But Miles, I did it without the permission of the Red Cross. I called them and I said, I'd like to help. And they said, no, we're not taking volunteers. And I said, I'm going. So what I'm saying is I defied the American Red Cross as a volunteer. And I said, I don't care what you guys are saying. I believe there are people who need help. I'm going. And on the way back, I called the Red Cross and I said, are you guys accepting volunteers? And they said, no. Wow, I was just there, and they need a lot of help there in Joplin, Missouri. I was there. So yep. You're right, Miles. Forget asking for permission. Just get together with those who are like-minded, who are willing to jump in with you and lead by example.
I'll give you another example. A couple of months ago, your driveway has been washed away through a thunderstorm coming through your neck of the woods there. And you had to rebuild roads.
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing here. So what is it about that you call up your neighbor and say, look, downhill there, the road is gone. We need to do something about that, because when the feds start doing that, it will take half a year or even a year to rebuild it. So let's get into the quarry and get their behinds moving, that we have some emergency help, because if the quarry is not available for any truck, they're not open for business as well.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. And what was very interesting, Miles, is we had some trees that were down across the road, and the road washed out. And one of our neighbors mentioned we were pulling the tree out and cutting it up so that cars and trucks could get by on this road. And there were neighbors who said, boy, we're having a lot of trouble getting in, and we don't have a tractor. And we said, oh, that's no problem. We'll take care of it, and we'll be right there right after we get rid of this tree. And what they wanted to do, Miles, they wanted to pay us. They wanted to pay us for fixing the road that the county should be fixing. And we said, no, that's unacceptable. We can't accept your money, because this is what neighbors do. So they thought we had a tractor and we used our fuel and our time, and they thought that we need to be compensated. We said, absolutely not. We're just going to do it.
Yes, when I go to the supermarket today, or my children or my wife, there are handshakes been given out, because families do remember this. Children do remember if there's somebody coming in and pulling somebody out of a home. And that stays in a village. That gives you credibility, and that gives help a face that you see more than once a month. So this is something, what we did here without the internet. It was all, everything was face-to-face. Get to know your neighbors, bring them something, and just tell them one line. When disaster strikes, when we have a storm coming through and you need help, please call me. I will make myself available in order to help. You do that 10 times, and you have a 10-man militia.
Miles, I've got a loader, a four-wheel drive loader. When the snow piles get really big, I plow my drive out. I go on all the neighbors, push their piles back. Some are offended. Oh, you're going to wreck my yard. I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to get out of your driveway.
Well, you did without permission, though. Go there and ask them for that.
I was selfish here. I thought I was helping them. And, you know, obviously the next time I didn't, with or without their permission, I didn't want to clean their drive. But same thing on the other side of town, a different loader, same situation. Those people, I've been doing that for 10 years because they don't have the money to have a guy come in and charge them an extra $200 to put, and I don't care. I mean, it's 4 hours out of my time, and, you know, I'm grateful to help. And all those people I've known, like you said, for years. So I don't mind doing that. But it's funny. Different people, different thoughts, and some wanted to pay. And it's like, no, that's, you're doing this because you want to, not because you thought you're going to get paid for it.
Well, first of all, I respect privacy of everybody. And when I went to somebody, I asked them first whether they wanted my help or not. Because when I come onto a property and they don't know my face, I might end up being shot.
Well, some of these people were at work. Other people, when I seen a car in the yard, I did what you said. I went to the door because the one lady in particular, they used to be my neighbors on one side of town. Then when her husband died, they ended up on the other side of the town in the house. And when I went in there, the actual owner of the house was there that was renting it. I said, you know, I was going to push this. Well, yeah, if you want, go ahead. What are you going to charge? I'm not going to charge. I'm doing it because they had a handicapped child on top of it, so I know their funds are limited, and they don't have that extra money. And, you know, oddly enough, I pushed the pile, and a week later, the snow started to melt. But what if it didn't melt, and we got another 2 feet of snow on the ground, and they'd have no driveway?
Well, at some point in time when there is no county or no federals taking over the job, somebody will remember that there was some Joe in Michigan that helped us, and they might be happy if they can see your face again.
Miles, let me ask you a question, jumping back to our earliest part of the conversation, the critters in the blood. Those critters, okay. if they're in a cow and you eat that cow, how does that affect us? And or if the critters end up getting in our pets, how does Wi-Fi or EMFs, how is that going to affect the behavior of the animal?
It affects the nervous system. That's what we could see here. The basic rundown, what we are doing here is keep the body alkaline, even of the animal. Number two, for humans, don't use sugar or starch because it will change your pH in the bowel and get as much vitamins and minerals and amino acids as you can, because this is something that your body needs to rebuild and repair. And we are using the colloidal silver on the animals as well as on us in order to fight bacteria.
I was going to ask about that. So the silver is an issue too. And by the way, I bought that book. What's her name? Maria Treben?
Treben, yep.
Yeah, what a great book. I'd urge everybody to want to buy that. The good visual pictures of different simple herbs that's probably growing in everybody's, well, not everybody's yard, but if you have 4 or 5 acres, I'm sure half of the material in her book is in your yard. And that was, you know, again, the only thing I didn't like was they didn't have the recipe for the Swedish bitters.
Well, the Swedish bitters recipe you can find online on the internet pretty easy.
I know, but that was the whole reason for the book. But they had so many other tinctures, how to make them, how to make salve with oil. I mean, it was fabulous. And, I mean, I would have never found that book without your guidance as well. So I thank you again for that.
Okay, let's jump back to the village, because let me tell you a story. What we made it up until today. I know it's hard, but you know,
you cannot hide behind a reason to say, oh, no, this and that is bad.
No,
just
you
try
have to lead by example. You're right.
Yes. Lead or follow somebody, but or get out of the way. And these are the three groups that you will always find. You will have leaders somewhere, you will have followers, and you have get out of the wayers. And that is totally okay. It took us 3 years to convince the local supermarket to go on regional and have things produced in the region, because now they find out that the supply chain of fruit and vegetables is breaking together even here. And now that we're starting planning for next year. So let me tell you a story about that. We are running a couple of farms do have like specialties, like one and they make fests out of it. So we have like a potato fest. We have a herbal fest. And we have a plum fest, and these fests are on farms that are doing that. Like one fest is doing the plum fest, and another one is doing the herbal fest. And this is how we invite people to attach to us and to get to know us, who we are. So we actually try to give a benefit in teaching them in these fests and creating something for them that's necessary for their lives in terms of survival. And after the break, we get into that a little more.
We're teaching a class on how to build a village, and for most of us here at USAPreparedness.com, we're going to have to lead. We're going to have to lead. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This can be sliding. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I've mentioned leading by example. And very quickly, I'd like to share with you that I get calls a lot to ask me to host webinars to sell things, and I can be paid handsomely for that. I don't do it. I don't host webinars selling things. And what we're trying to say is you can be selfless and lead by example without a hidden agenda. And that's what we're talking about today. If you want to buy something from Joey, you can't do it. If you want to buy something from Miles, you can't do it. There's no link to Miles and Joey on the website because they're not selling anything. They're just two instructors trying to share with you the way it can work and the way we've tried. Miles?
Well, let me share your story and how we try to attract even people from the city or the other villages around us. And this is something somebody who has a farm and who is interested in starting planting herbs or even selling plums or whatever. So we're offering out a fest. We're simply offering out a fest where we have a motto: let's take the plums, okay? You come to a plum fest then, or you can come to a plum fest where the children will be part of harvesting or playing in the sandbox where we dug in some coins like quarters and dimes and things like that. And so the children have a great time. The female will get recipes on how to prepare plums or even take prepare things with them, or how to plant a plum tree, or how to plant trees, or anything, any kind of tree or herb. So we are trying to interface with others in showing them things and offering out our services. And this is how we're doing it the last two and a half years. And now we're starting to get more recognition to that, and people are starting to come out to the point where we now are thinking about
putting a cafe into one of these farms where mothers can come with their little children if they don't have a kindergarten place and just be there and have the children playing on a farm in a clean environment and or being even part of the farm sharing the time there. Vincent?
That's a great way to go. There was a building that was for sale downtown in our little hamlet, and it was relatively inexpensive. And I thought, you know what, we could make that the hangout. And you know, I'm still pursuing that. I still am. One building was sold, and there may be another one. But yeah, it would be really nice to have those kind of events where we get together as a community, where we're really not looking for something. And it really has to start with us, because it's certainly not going to start with the government. It really isn't.
No. If you're looking for the government, you're looking for your downfall. You need to look for what you can do for yourself and your neighbors in order to start doing things. And therefore, we need leaders worldwide. Don't look for the UN. Everything what's coming down there is just vaccination and the genocide of us here in the Northern Hemisphere. And if you don't start doing your things today and you have children, you better start waking up to a harsh reality that there's somebody who really wants to kill you. And if you don't start doing things right away, getting to know your neighbor and even just bringing them cookies and telling them, look, if push comes to shoves or something hits the propeller, I will help you. I will be there. It's time to do that. So USA Prepares is the premier outlet for this message, I think. And I hope we can go in some kind of other things we did in following shows. But for today, I think this will be it.
Miles, you know, class, what we're talking about is a worldwide solution. We're talking about helping each other thousands of miles away. We really are. Miles reached out first. Joey reached out first. And so did many of us here at USA
Prepares. Thank you, Vince.
Joey, thanks so much for being with us today and taking the time out of your busy schedule. Miles, thanks so much for taking the time out of your schedule and sharing so much with us.
Thank you very much.
Best of all, honesty.
Best of luck with your four-legged family member.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.